Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and thank you for joining us for our lesson today. Now, do you follow in your older brother's or sister's footsteps? Or perhaps there's somebody else that you really look up to and admire, and you do things to be just like them. How do you imitate those that you respect? The name of today's lesson is Levi Miller. We're going to learn about this young actor and how he got interested in performing. And I believe his older sister had something to do with it. Now, you might recognize Levi Miller from the movie Pan, about Peter Pan. Let's find out more about this young talent now.
Levi Miller. This young actor loves visiting new worlds. Levi Miller's life changed during an ordinary dinner with his family. That evening, director Joe Wright called to offer the 11-year-old the starring role in Wright's upcoming movie, Pan. The phone call led Levi to leave his home in Australia to film in London, England. His mother quit her job to accompany him. Levi began performing when he was 2 or 3. He joined in some of his older sister's dance shows. He wanted to share the applause she was getting. When he was 5 or 6, he won a drama competition as Peter Pan.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 accompany 这个动词 ，ac 这个字首有往或靠近的意思。Company 是指同伴，所以 accompany 就是指陪同或陪伴。例如 ，Irene's husband always accompanies her to the hospital for each visit. Irene 的先生每一次都会陪她去医院看医生。或者是 ，Would you please accompany me to the prom? 你愿意陪我去毕业舞会吗？Accompany 也指伴随或附带，例如 The book is accompanied by 2 CD-ROMs. 这本书附带两张光碟。继续我们看的是 applause 这个不可数名词 ，plaus 这个字根是指鼓掌或赞扬，所以 applause 就是指鼓掌或掌声。例如 ，Let's give these wonderful actors a big round of applause. 我们给这些最棒的演员们热烈的鼓掌。或者是 The diva was greeted with thunderous applause by the audience as she stepped onto the stage. 这位天后一踏上舞台，观众们就响起如雷的掌声。它的动词是 applaud, A-P-P-L-A-U-D. 例如 The cellist was applauded for several minutes after the encore. 这位大提琴家表演安可曲之后，掌声持续了好几分钟。
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, friends, let's take a look at this talented, young, handsome actor, Levi Miller. And we read here, this young actor loves visiting new worlds. And so we're going to see maybe the background of Levi Miller and the different places that he's experienced and his story, how he's gone from just living a normal childhood to maybe getting into acting.
That's right. So we read, Levi Miller's life changed during an ordinary dinner with his family. An ordinary dinner. Gabe, growing up, did you have ordinary family dinners?
Well, yeah, every day was kind of ordinary. Mm-hmm. That's what made it ordinary. I mean, because if something is ordinary, it's usual, it's common, it's regular. Mm-hmm. There's nothing different or strange or special about it. It's ordinary, right? There's nothing unusual. Now, the opposite of ordinary would be the word you see here, extraordinary. We don't say extraordinary. We kind of slur those words together to become extraordinary. And that means amazing or unusual.
That's right. So this wasn't an extraordinary dinner. It was just an ordinary dinner. So I take it that Levi Miller probably had dinner with his family quite regularly, maybe even every day. And then what happened during that ordinary dinner?
Well, yeah, so it was just a regular night, an ordinary dinner with his family. That evening, director Joe Wright called to offer the 11-year-old the starring role in Wright's upcoming movie, Pan. Well, how cool would that be, Rebecca, if you were interested in acting?
Wow.
And you tried out for something, you weren't sure how you did, and then you get a call from the director saying, Rebecca Crystal Brittingham, we want you for the part of Peter Pan.
You know, if I was having an ordinary dinner and a director called me, I would say that my dinner went from ordinary to extraordinary.
Yeah, I would say so. That night was pretty extraordinary. Well, he was going to be in the upcoming movie, Pan. Now, the word upcoming, it's like two words, right? You could say it's an up-and-coming movie. We could say it is something that is about to happen, or it's happening for sure at some time in the near future.
For example, you could say, Meg will be dancing in the upcoming talent show. Let's go to watch her.
Cool. And in our lesson, we're learning about this upcoming movie, Pan. Now, just a little note here. It's not coming out soon. No, it came out in 2015. At the time, it was an upcoming movie. Okay, so Joe Wright was calling about this upcoming movie. And maybe you have seen this movie, friends. It's a classic story about that, yes, Peter Pan who can fly.
Mm.
We can fly.
I actually love the story of Peter Pan. I saw the cartoon version, mm-hmm. and I also saw the other version where there was an actress who played Peter Pan, but I've never actually seen Pan.
Oh, not this version.
Not this version of Pan, no.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, one of the ideas in Peter Pan is that it's great to just be a kid for the rest of your life. We never want to grow up. Well, we continue here. This phone call that turned his ordinary night into an extraordinary night led Levi to leave his home in Australia to film in London, England. And I love this next sentence. His mother quit her job to accompany him. Sounds like a great mom.
Very dedicated mother. Well, if I were Levi's mom, I wouldn't want to send my son off somewhere without some sort of supervision.
That's true. You want to make sure that someone is there to take care of him or protect him. And so if it's possible to leave your job, then why not?
Yeah, I mean, he's only 11, right? Well, I really like this next sentence. It says, Levi began performing when he was 2 or 3. So he was just a little guy, so small when he started performing. He joined in some of his older sister's dance shows.
So, sounds like he liked performing in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he's a good dancer as well. He wanted to share the applause she was getting. Now, if you share something, usually we use this word to talk about something that we have, like I have a plate of cookies, and I want to share them with you. I'm going to give mm-hmm. some to you to enjoy as well. But here the word is like, it's like you want to enjoy something that somebody else has. He wanted to share her applause.
That's right. And another way that I often hear this phrase used is if you see someone performing on stage and they're mm-hmm. doing a really good job, you might say, I would really like to share the stage with, and then whoever the person is.
Hey, that's right.
Share the stage, share the applause.
That's right. There are different ways you can use this word. And of course, applause is when, that's that wonderful sound of a lot of people clapping and cheering for you after you've done a good performance. Well, we read on here, when he was 5 or 6, he won a drama competition as Peter Pan. Well, okay, so looks like he has had his share of applause himself.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Give them an applause.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Sometimes after we have put a lot of work studying something, we wonder if all that work is going to be worth it.
Well, there is an expression in English that tells us not to worry because every dog has its day.
This is an old expression which can mean slightly different things depending on how it is used. Remember, dogs weren't always seen as valued pets.
Right. So this expression can mean that even the most unlucky or unfortunate of people will have good things happen to them sometimes.
For example, if someone gets a promotion, but you think it was through luck or fortune, you could say, I don't know why he got the promotion, but I guess every dog has its day.
Although we frequently use this expression as a form of encouragement, especially if you have been experiencing bad luck or difficulty.
If someone you know has been trying to get a job, but just can't find one that fits their skills or is in the area that they would like to live, you can say,
just keep trying. Keep applying for positions. You know, every dog has its day.
这是一句耐人寻味的谚语。Every dog has its day. 狗也有出头天。可能你会觉得不可思议，但这是一句鼓励人的话。当有人在奋斗过程中屡败屡战，最后终于成功了，你就可以说 Every dog has its day， 用来形容一个人即使时运不佳，但也会有成功的一天。可能你会觉得，怎么可以把人比喻成狗呢？其实不是，这句话是在鼓励人继续努力，风水轮流转，机会总是会轮到你的。不过既然会有这样的疑虑，在使用上还是小心为妙，以免造成不必要的误会。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about the talented and very young actor Levi Miller. And of course, he wanted to follow in his sister's footsteps, and not only follow in her footsteps, but also share the applause that she was getting as a performer. Well, he is a talented actor, and he has played Peter Pan at least a couple of times in his life. Let's find out more about him now.
Levi Miller. But Levi still had a lot to learn on the set of his first movie. First, he had to change his accent to sound like he was from London. He learned about life in London during World War II, which is when the movie takes place. He also needed to figure out how to cry on cue. His trick was to think about his dog, who had died not long before.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 accent 这个名词。Accent 是指口音或腔调。例如 ,the actor got the part because of his Australian accent. 这位演员因为他的澳洲腔而得到了这个角色。或者是 the receptionist spoke English with a heavy Japanese accent. 这位接待员的英文有着浓厚的日本腔。Accent 也指标在字母上面的发音符号。例如 the letter E in the word saute has an accent mark. Saute 炒这个字里面的 E 这个字母上有一个发音符号。最后我们看的是 Q 这个名词。Q 是指音乐或戏剧表演中的提示。例如 the dancers are waiting behind the curtains for their cue. 舞者们在布幕后面等待着他们出场的提示。或者是 as an experienced actor, you shouldn't have missed a cue that obvious. 你身为一位专业的演员真的不应该错过这么明显的提示。Cue 也指暗示或信号。例如 when I say, I'd love to have some dessert, then is your cue to take the birthday cake out.当我说我好想来一点甜点时，就是你该把生日蛋糕拿出来的信号了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, so we read here, but Levi still had a lot to learn on the set of his first movie. So he had a lot of experience. He loved acting and performing since he was really little, but he still has a lot to learn. And sometimes we use this phrase, someone has a lot to learn, or I have a lot to learn. You use this when someone knows that they can improve in a lot of ways, or that there is room for improvement. Maybe you want to encourage somebody else because you see that they need to improve in some way. And so you might say, oh, you have a lot to learn.
For example, Karen's only been driving here in Taipei for about a month or two now. She still has a lot to learn about driving in Taipei.
That's right. So we don't need to get into the details of how she needs to learn.
Right.
We could just simply say she has a lot to learn. So we continue. First, he had to change his accent to sound like he was from London. So it sounds like he needed to learn a British accent.
Mm.
And not just any old British accent, but one from London. And it's true, friends. Anywhere you go, any country will have a lot of different accents, even within one language.
And he also learned about life in London during World War II, which is when the movie takes place. So it sounds like he had to take a history class.
Because
he had to learn about life during World War II.
Well, yeah.
That would be history.
You know, that sounds like fun, Rebecca.
Yes.
I usually don't like history classes, but if I had to learn history for a role that I was going to be in a movie or a play, that would make it more interesting.
I would definitely agree with you. But you see this word, to take place. Let's talk about it.
All right, to take place. And friends, you use this phrase when you're sharing a story of some kind, or if it has to do with a book or a movie, because to take place means to happen. Where does this story take place?
And you can also say, there's going to be a party next weekend. It will take place at my home. Please come if you have time.
Well, in Rebecca's parties, there's always delicious food, so I will be there. Thanks for the invitation.
Yes, my pleasure. Anytime.
All right, so Levi Miller, he had to learn about World War II. He also needed to figure out how to cry on cue. That's not easy. But let's take a look at two phrases here. To figure out, this is a good phrase. Every day we're all trying to figure out different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find out how to do something. We're learning different things. We're discovering new things when we figure out how to do something or what to do.
Now, this reminds me of when I first came to Taiwan. I was on my way to Chinese class. I didn't have a phone, no smartphone, and I had a really hard time trying to figure out how to get to class. I got lost, yes, and I couldn't figure out how to get there.
So did you have to ask somebody on the side of the road?
Well, yes, I did, but they couldn't speak English. I was an hour late.
Oh.
Yeah, I got there an hour late. And
I bet class was over by the time you got there.
Well, I got there for the last half hour of class.
Oh, good job.
Good job, me.
Well, you figured it out after all.
I did. It's a memory I'll never forget.
Well, friends, think of another way to use this phrase to figure something out. Levi had to figure out how to cry on cue. Usually I use the phrase to cry on command.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're commanding yourself to cry. That means you can cry whenever you want. You can make yourself cry.
And that's not easy.
No.
Because oftentimes when you try to cry on command, it seems so fake, not real. But Pan. Levi Miller had to learn how to cry on command. And what was his trick? His trick was to think about his dog, who had died not long before. That's really sad.
It is really sad. But it helped him to be able to cry when he needed to for his performing. Well, you see that word long, and in our lesson here, it means a long period of time. So his dog died not long ago, or not before this took place.
And you could also say, so I got to the bus stop, and not long after I arrived, the bus came.
Well, that's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling indeed.
You know what else is a good feeling?
What?
The SC Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And I have two very brave players once again joining us. Let's meet them. Over here we have...
Brandon. Hello, everyone. Good to be here.
Brandon. And we have over here...
Hello, everyone. I'm Josh. I'm back to win.
Oh, he's back to win. Well, I guess we're just going to have to find out whether or not Josh is actually going to win. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple of questions about today's lesson. See if you can answer these questions, and we're going to see which of our contestants will win and which knows the lesson the best. Okay, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I got this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Josh?
I've been reading. I've been studying. I'm ready to go.
He's been reading and studying. Well, let's see if his hard work paid off. First question. What was the name of the first film that Levi Miller starred in? A. A Wrinkle in Time. B. Pan. C. Red Dog, True Blue. D. Lord of the Rings. Yes, Josh.
Red Dog, True Blue.
No, that is not correct. I'm sorry. Brandon?
I'm going to say B, Pan.
B, Pan, that is correct. 1 point for Brandon. All right, next question. What country is Levi from? A, England. B, Ireland. C, Scotland. Or D, Australia. Yes, Brandon?
Definitely has to be D, Australia.
That is correct. Good job. 2 points for Brandon. Josh, you can do it. You can do it.
I can do it.
Question number three. In order to cry on cue, what would Levi think about? A, his dog. B, his mom. C, his dad. Or D, his brothers. Yes, Josh?
His dog.
Are you sure?
It's always the dog.
It's always the dog. Well, that is correct. Yes, Levi would think about his dog who died not too long before. Well, you both did great, but Brandon does have 2 points. So Brandon is our winner. Thank you, gentlemen, for playing. And thank you all for answering these questions as well. And we'll see you next time.
All right, at the beginning of our lesson today, we learned about how Levi Miller was experiencing different worlds, and I think I got the idea that he got to learn a little bit about World War II in London.
Mm-hmm.
So that was maybe one world. Are we going to find out more?
We're going to find out more about Levi Miller tomorrow, so come back and join us right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.